Hello. I like to share a story that us kids experienced. My sister Bonnie and Ricky and Pat and Dixie. We were over to Grandma's house one day. This is my grandmother on my mom's side of the family. Mom's dad died when she was quite young. Grandma remarried, and she had another family of kids, and they were about the same age as we were. Us kids were talking one day, and the subject of huckleberries came up. Behind their house, back by a swamp, there was some wild huckleberries. We would kid around and call it their huckleberry plantation. Ricky and Pat and Dixie and Bonnie and I, we decided to go pick some huckleberries. We had to go down the road and cut in across the field. Pat got the idea that he wanted to be first, and he was way out ahead of us. The field kind of sloped down to the marshy area. And all of a sudden, he come running back. And man, was he stepping high. And man, he was just a hollering. Man, he looked so funny. We were laughing at him, and then we saw a blue racer chasing him. This story is titled the Blue Racer, in case you wanted to know. And this blue racer was really chasing him, and when the blue racer saw us, it stopped and stood there weaving back and forth. It looked real scary. Ricky caught it and said he was going to take it home. Well, we continued on down to the huckleberries, and there was quite a few of them. Man, we ate quite a few, and we had our fill and decided to head home. When we got back to the house, Ricky and I was outside talking about that snake. He said, "Here, you hold him." I said, "No way." I said, "Snakes will bite." He said, "Oh, no, they won't." He said, "See," he put his hand up around the snake and up around his head. And man, all of a sudden, that snake bit him right between the thumb and the finger. I said, "Oh, my gosh," and jumped back. "See, I told you snakes will bite." Man, that snake, when he bit, that snake's head jerked back and forth a couple of times, and man, he was holding on tight. Ricky had to take his two fingers and pinch him right behind the back of his eyes, and finally the snake let loose. And I said, "See?" I said, "Look," I said, "you got blood on your hand." I said, "Man, you better go inside the house there and clean that and put some Clorox on it." It seems like every time something like some kind of an insect bite or poison ivy or something, we always put Clorox on it. Later on, we had a good laugh, and I told him, I said, "That hurt when that snake bit you?" He said, "Yeah, a little bit." Anyway, Ricky found a box to keep the snake in, and he made the mistake by taking it in the house. And Grandma, she found that snake in that box, and she made him take it outside and let it go. Now this is one of the stories that I think about often, and I always get a good laugh out of it, especially the way Pat was really stepping high and that snake biting Ricky in the hand. I know it wasn't funny, but at the time, and now it sure seems like it was funny, and I sure got a good laugh, and even Ricky got a good laugh at it later on that day. But anyway, that's my story, and I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. Jimmy Gibson.